Well, a single omnibus bill made up of 15 parts over 9 ministries. Today, the government published the withdrawal of the United Kingdom from the European Union bill. And these are the laws that we will need to mitigate the worst impacts of a no-deal Brexit. And there's a huge amount in it, from student grants to taxes, pensions, travel, immigration, extradition, redundancy payments, healthcare. And the Dáil an Seanad will have to work hard to have it all passed by the end of the month. Here's Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking in Sligo this lunchtime, where he said EU leaders meet again formally in a month's time, just a week before the UK's planned exit from the EU on the 29th. And he said there's talk now of an extension to Article 50.
The next time that we meet formally as a European Council is on the 22nd of March. That's a two-day meeting in Brussels. Obviously, I would prefer to see a withdrawal agreement including the Irish Protocol ratified by then, but that's the next time that we meet formally. And you'll be aware that there is increasing talk of an extension, the possibility that Article 50 may be extended. So that would be the kind of decision-making meeting, if you like, if we go down that road. But it's very difficult to predict at this stage.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking in Sligo this lunchtime, and I'm joined by our economics correspondent Sean Whelan, who was at that briefing on this mega piece of legislation. And it really does cover a huge range of areas. We'll be going through it a lot, obviously, in the weeks ahead. But the two biggies that stand out for you.
Well, the first biggie that stands out for me is just the pure intention behind this bill, which is to make a whole lot of legal changes to a whole lot of pieces of legislation in order that all the rest of us don't notice that there's been any change. And that's the kind of genius, if you like, at the heart of this bill. For all of us in our ordinary lives, whether we're getting a social welfare contribution, a pension from the UK, whether we're making investments in Britain and claiming tax relief on that, there's a whole range of things that we
insurance
take for granted.
Products,
insurance
yes.
products, premiums, the tax treatment of things, loads of plumbing and wiring type issues that we just take for granted that are going to be disrupted. The legal basis on which they rest will be disrupted because of Brexit. So what this bill does is makes one big fix to ensure that all of that legal disruption is put right and that there is no disruption. If this thing works as advertised, we won't notice it at all. And that is the really significant thing about this legislation. All the rest of it is essentially detail, and people who are interested in detail will be able to go through this in all kinds of, detail. But essentially, it shouldn't matter to most of us, mm-hmm. because if it does work as advertised, there won't be any changes. The only area that has an overt change in it that does have a significant impact is in the area of VAT. And that's because at the moment, people who are doing business with Britain, and we're talking more than 60,000 firms here, vast bulk of them SMEs, they currently do their VAT returns every 2 months. If Britain becomes a third country, or rather when Britain becomes a third country, under the existing law, they would be liable to pay VAT at the point of entry. As soon as their consignment arrives in the 26 counties, full VAT would be paid on the nail. That has enormous cash flow implications for firms. They were really panicking about this.
Mm-hmm.
The government have now changed that to treat Britain effectively as an EU country for the continuity of business purposes. And so they will continue to pay on an ordinary 2 monthly basis. So again, we're back to this big idea. Nothing changes as a result of all these changes.
And this, we've been hearing a lot about tariffs and so on, and there'd be tariffs and applied to goods in the event of no deal. But, you know, that's something else entirely.
Yeah, that's a separate matter. This is just dealing with the laws as we find them right now to make sure that there's continuity. Effectively, one way of thinking about it is, in any law where it says EU or EEA states, you now read it as EU or EEA or the United Kingdom. It's just making that additional change to make it explicitly clear mm-hmm. that the same laws and legal treatment would apply to the United Kingdom as currently applied to EU states.
And as you were saying, you know, it covers such a vast range of areas. But one of the ones, criminal justice and extradition, what would be happening there in the event of no deal?
That is a more tricky one, because at the moment, Britain and Ireland are, of course, both using the European arrest warrant, which makes extradition cases a lot easier. We all know about the difficult history of extradition between Britain and Ireland, particularly during the Troubles period. Now, we're not going to go back to the old way that existed up until 2003. Instead, there's going to be an entirely new legal basis, or at least it'll be new to us. It's the 1957 Council of Europe Convention on Extraditions, which they admit is second, maybe third best, because it's been around a long time. There are lots of loopholes. There's loads of places where lawyers can argue the toss about extradition. So it is going to cause difficulties. It's probably going to be slower and messier to carry out extradition cases. But for the moment, that is the best basis that they can proceed on.
And so for the next month, this is going to be really the sole business of the Doyle and Shannon to have it all ready for the 29th of March. And the irony is, of course, this is a piece of legislation. Everybody in Leinster House, everybody in the country is hoping the president does not have to sign into law on the 29th of March, because that would mean no deal was happening.
Exactly. And Simon Coveney said it this morning, an extraordinary thing. After 20 years as an elected politician, he's bringing a big piece of legislation to the House, which he hopes will not be put into effect. And that for any politician is a kind of crazy situation. But it is a reflection of this Alice in Wonderland world that we find ourselves in now because of Brexit, that you work for a month producing an enormous piece of legislation through your parliament. And everybody says, we hope we never have to use this one.
Indeed. Sean, thank you very much indeed. That's our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan. And